Hello, everyone. My name is Matthew Mallers, and welcome to the Powered by Football podcast. Before we get this episode underway, I would like to say two things. Firstly, good luck to Jackson Taylor and the rest of the Western Sydney Wanderers team who will be competing in the Club World Cup this week. I'm sure all of us in Australia will be cheering you on, and most of us will also probably be watching the games, whether that is via a delayed broadcast or staying up till an ungodly hour in the morning to watch you all compete. And secondly, I would like to congratulate the Newcastle Jets on winning their third Premier League title in a row. It is a massive achievement to even win one of these, but to win three consecutively, congratulations, because it's very rare that any team goes back to back, and back to back to back is even more incredible than that. And to talk about such an achievement, I will be interviewing Chris Hastas at the end of this episode, so stay tuned for that. Now, without further ado, let us get stuck into all the action from round 17. The two morning games saw Hills United and St George Football Club battle it out in two tightly contested games. The first game saw Hills United reserve grade clinch a hard-fought 1-0 win due to an unlucky own goal from St George in the first half. St George pushed hard for an equaliser, especially in the second half, but Hills ultimately managed to hold on to secure a 1-0 victory. This keeps them within touching distance of Sydney FC, who are still currently top of the table. The second game saw a determined Hills United looking for just their second win of the campaign so far against a St George side who was slightly under strength, with Jake Vidakovic missing and Jordan Crane suffering some minor chair difficulties. Early on, it looked like it could be anyone's game, with both sides trading shots, which took some tight defensive work to keep out of the net. It wasn't until the 35 minute that a precise shot from Mitch Albert found its way between the Hills defence. This led Hills United to try and push for an equaliser, but a last-minute goal from the St George captain, Abdullah Karim, sealed the 3 points for St George, and the game ended 2-0. The two afternoon games saw the Newcastle Jets battle it out against Sydney FC. The first game saw Sydney reserve grade maintain their lead at the top of the table with a 4-0 win over the Newcastle Jets. Riley Brown continued his push towards 30 goals for the season with another brace, while goals from Tarek Brown and George Toyong rounded out the score sheet. This result doesn't quite seal the title for them yet, but it looks like it's looking more and more likely that it'll be theirs this year. The second game saw the Newcastle Jets only needing a point to go back to back to back, and without playmaker Ryan Sec, this was looking like it was going to be a hard task. The first half was a tight affair, and the Jets would have to wait 20 minutes for some relief as a ball from Shannon Anelzak found Chris Hastas at the far post to give the Jets a 1-0 lead with the last kick of the first half. A brave Sydney FC came out firing in the second half, but the Jets defended well and managed to secure a 1-0 win and their third title on the trot. So again, a big congratulations to the Newcastle Jets for such an achievement. Now let's move to the tables and statistics. Starting with the championship, we have Sydney FC sitting at the top of the table on 34 points. Then we have Hills United sitting in second place on 29 points. Football St George are currently in third place on 20 points. And then the Western Sydney Wanderers are in fourth on 15 points. And the Newcastle Jets are in last, still yet to pick up their first points of the season. Sydney FC and Hills United still have three games left to play, while the other three teams in the championship have two games to go. Onto the statistics. Riley Brown still soaring ahead for the most goals for the season on 26, followed by Lachlan Ninham and George Toyong, both sitting on 10 goals. Assists, we have George Toyong currently sitting on first with 15. And then we have Finn O'Donovan and Harry Simmons, both sitting on 8 assists. For clean sheets, we have Cody Town sitting on 9. followed by Bailey Peet sitting at 5 and Ollie McPhail sitting at 3 clean sheets. Now on to the Premier League. The Newcastle Jets, as I mentioned before, have won the title. They currently sit at 37 points. Then we have Sydney FC in second on 23 points. Then we have Football St George in third on 22 points, followed by the Western Sydney Wanderers in fourth on 9 points. And then sitting still in last place is Hills United, currently sitting at 5 points. Dimitri Leolio Davis is currently leading the most goals on 12, followed by Abdullah Karim for St George on 11, and then Chris Hastas sitting in third on 9. Assists, we have Abdullah Karim sitting on 8, followed by Dimitri Leolio Davis sitting at 7, who is also equal with Josh Ryan and Ryan Sec. So Dimitri, Josh Ryan, and Ryan Sec all sitting on 7 assists. For clean sheets, we have Ryan Sec well ahead of the rest of the pack at 11 clean sheets, followed by Cody Town at 2 clean sheets. And then we have a mixture of other names all sitting on 1, including the likes of Dimitri Leolio Davis, Josh Ryan, Chris Turnbull, Matthew Mallows, and Harry Simmons and Andy Waite. All right, so I have here with me for the interview Chris Hastas from the Newcastle Jets. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me for this interview.
No worries. So first of all, congratulations on winning the title. Three in a row is quite exceptional. How does it feel from a team perspective to do something like that, to win three in a row? Because that's quite an achievement in itself.
Yeah, it feels really good. And I think it's a testament to our sort of training the last few years. Like we've been very disciplined and trying to focus on basically every aspect of our game, whether that's, the defensive side, whether it's set pieces, whether it's, the passing and the style of play. And I think that's what a lot of it obviously comes down to, that sort of hard work behind the scenes as well. So yeah, it does feel really good because you just see it pay off in real time. So yeah, it's a nice feeling.
Yeah, speaking of the hard work you guys put in, I mean, it's obvious on the pitch with the way you guys play. You are definitely the best, one of the best teams in the country. Does going back to back like that, winning that many titles in a row, does that pose any unique challenges that you wouldn't normally face going into a season?
I think the challenges we face are more so trying to improve on our own performance each time, because yeah, you can't go any above being first in our, obviously in our league. So the next challenge is like, okay, we need to make sure that individually we're all improving within ourselves, and then also as a team we're still improving, because it's very easy to be complacent. It's like, oh, we won this league and then we won the following league or whatnot. It's like, okay, it can easily become complacent, but I think what's key is each player within the team wants to improve their own game, and then that obviously gets showcased throughout the way we play as a team as well. So I think the challenge is just making sure that no matter what whether we finish first, second, third, or fourth, or fifth, or whatever it is, that we're always improving the team every time. And I think that's hopefully also being showcased in the way that we like just play our game, really.
And you talked about complacency for a bit there. Is it hard to stay up at such a competitive level for so long? Because you've been essentially up at this kind of playing at this kind of a level and intensity for going on 2, 3, even 4 years now. Is it hard to kind of stay that mentally kind of competitive?
It's interesting because we've had a kind of few different stages of our team over the years. Like we've had different players obviously come and go, in the past with Christie and Golovsky and other players that we've had throughout, more experienced players, and then more recently we've had, you know, younger guys like sort of Ryan and Shannon. And I think with the younger guys, that definitely helps with not getting complacent, because you're now fighting for your own spot in the team. Like we've seen, you know, like Ryan, you know, started out as sort of more of a winger when he was quite young, and then he's moved and become a quite a dominant force in the middle. So that's changed, you know, the positions in our team. Certain players have had to either change position or move around or maybe even get less time. So there's a lot of competition for places. And I've felt that probably the last I'd say 3, 4, maybe 5 years around that time, yeah, I've felt pressure for my own spot, which I wouldn't have felt as much maybe in the, you know, in the, you know, 2015 and beyond, because I've been at this club obviously for quite a long time now, maybe about 15 years. So I've the last few years I've really felt more of a push for place in the team. You know, even we had Jordan obviously at the start of the season and last season as well, that was, you know, getting minutes and again an experienced player as well. So I think, yeah, with the younger guys, there's a hunger to win, there's a hunger to show how good they are, and that always that pushes the rest of us to also have to be even better. Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, my only next question is do you guys reckon you can do it again next year? Because you'd be favourites for next year, I'd say, just based on your current performance this year. I mean, you guys have been fantastic for more than 3 years now, and when you haven't won it, you've been challenging pretty close behind.
Yeah, I think the challenge immediately for us again just goes to forget, you know, points, forget where we place. It's just like, let's just improve. Because if we improve, then we know that we'll be in a good position. Because we could play the same level. If we play the same level this year as we do next year, maybe we do, you know, finish worse off. Maybe we come second, maybe we come third. So it's about like ensuring that we're always improving. And everyone has input into that. Like obviously the coach sets out, you know, how we're supposed to play, who plays where, and what are our strategies, what are our set pieces and whatnot. But also ensuring that even every player within the team has an input, like what type of, you know, drills might they like to do to improve on in our training sessions, and letting everyone have an input, I think, is also important, because you know, we've got a lot of experienced players. Like obviously Dimitri's a very experienced player. He's got a lot of ideas as well that can complement how the coach wants to play. So yeah, I think, yeah, improving all of our individual games, focusing on becoming better, is the main way that we can sort of maintain our place in the league. So yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's a good mentality to kind of approach things from, because I feel like it just takes a little bit of extra pressure off, because you're not going into the season going, okay, well, we need to win the title. You're going in to improve, and you know, improving on how you did previously is going to keep you more or less where you are on the ladder. And I think in the way that you guys play, I mean, you always play a fantastic style of football, and you can always see that, you know, you get better as the season goes on, and it's actually really, really nice to watch the way you guys improve and adapt to the way certain teams play and set up as the competition goes on.
Yeah, just to add to that, this season, I'm not sure maybe if you were going to ask this question, but I wanted to say is I've seen a lot of variety from all the teams and a lot of innovation. Like even, you know, for instance, I've seen, you know, with St. George, we've seen that Chris Turnbull's come out into the field more, getting a few more goals and assists. We've seen from variety in that St. George team, you know, Abs has had a very, very good individual season. He's had a fantastic, you know, numbers and goals and assists again. So that's been a tough challenge for us. Pretty much every game has been, you know, decided by more or less one goal either way. So it's been very close. You've had, you know, Sydney that have come up leaps and bounds in how they're playing. Like they, as people know, we lost our first, the game that we lost this season was to Sydney. And that was, I think, our first league loss in close
a couple,
to
a couple of
two
years,
years, I think it was.
Because you were undefeated last year.
Yeah, so that was a quite a big shock. And I think, even I said to my teammates earlier in the season, I think it was a loss that we almost needed to have just to keep us in check. Like, you know, the other teams are catching up, so they're getting better. And it was like, okay, we need to really lift ourselves here. Not, again, because it goes back to what you said at the beginning about complacency. We could have very easily been a bit complacent after that club champs, because we played quite well and obviously lost to a very good Melbourne, you know, unbelievable Melbourne team. And then we came back really and our no, thank you for that. And then our first game back was Sydney, and they beat us, and it was a fantastic display from them. And like the first, you know, 10-15 minutes of that game, we were pretty much getting peppered in our own half, and I was like, wow, this team is doing really good things here. So, you know, Sydney's come along, you know, leaps and bounds. As I mentioned, St. George, even you, you know, your team with Hills, trying to develop your strategies, and you know, trying, you know, things with goal kicks that no other team is trying, and trying to move the ball in that way. And you got like, so lots of innovation from different teams. I've seen, you know, Andy's come out. Another example of Andy was typically a more of a goalkeeper role. Wanderers, he's come out now. He's, you know, he's influenced goals for the Wanderers as well. So I think there's really innovations across all teams. And I think that tells us the warning signs, like, okay, we need to be careful, because every team is improving, and which is really, really good to see. Like, that's the main thing above all, I think we all want to see, is our league improve. And you can really see it, like, there's the competitiveness is there, and I'm sure there'll be, you know, more changes, more tactics, more different styles of players we have seen, because every team develops their own different sort of unique style and the way they want to play. But that's been one of the most promising things for me this season, is the way that every team has developed, regardless of results, regardless of what's happening on the table, just to see how people are, you know, implementing themselves in our league. So that's been really good.
Yeah. And I feel like this has been, despite some of the score lines and like the positions on the ladder, this has been quite a fair bit more competitive this year than I feel like last year was. Because I feel like there's been a lot of games which have been decided by really late goals. There's a couple. I mean, I think you guys on the weekend, you scored with the last kick of the first half. The Wanderers beat St. George earlier in the year with the last kick of the game. Like, there's a lot of games really going down to the wire this year that wasn't something that was really happening in previous years.
Yeah, and I think this weekend the other game was also decided by a last kick. I think it was the last kick of the game, wasn't it? For the other game as well.
So we conceded two goals in the last 4 or 5 minutes, I think. Okay, but up until that point, it was fairly even, yeah.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of close games decided by very fine margins, and that's the competitiveness. It's like, you might only get one really good chance in a game, and it's about scoring that chance, and it doesn't even matter if it's the last moment, when obviously the pressure's on even more. Like, even earlier in the season, we scored against St. George. I think it was one of the first games we played, and it was a very, very late winner. So these moments are key, and it's really good to see, like you said, that we haven't seen much of that, but it's improving all the time. And the drama, which is obviously makes the game more enticing to watch as well.
Very much so. All right. Well, I think that's all from me. So thank you very much for coming on, and congratulations again on winning the title. And is there anything you'd like to say before we finish up here?
No, thank you for the congratulations for the title. And I just want to say, it's great to do this kind of this stuff and this promotion for our league, and the interviews and following it, and allowing, you know, people potentially around the world to hear what's happening in our league and the progression that we're making here and the development of players. So yeah, this kind of stuff is very much needed. So yeah, thank you for doing this and following up for Jackson as well. So, and all the best for the Wanderers at the Club World Cup, which is going to be an amazing spectacle, and I'm glad that a part of Australia is going to be involved in that. So yeah, that's also fantastic.
I'm really looking forward to watching some of those games. So because it's not often you get to see Clubs in Australia go up against, some of the best clubs in the world, from England, France, those kind of places. So, it's going to be really interesting to see kind of how we compare to some of the other teams in the world.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch, and it's going to be amazing. Yeah, I fully agree.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on, Chris. I guess I'll see you on the weekend. Or do you guys have a bye? I don't
Oh yeah,
remember.
you'll see us. Yeah, this is the second last game, and we play this weekend. Yeah,
Yeah, okay.
against Sydney
Oh yeah,
again.
against Sydney again. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and yeah, we'll I'll see you all again next week. Thank you for listening on to the Powered by Football podcast. We'll see you all next week, and have a lovely week otherwise.